Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Founder's Story. Today, we have Rob Lombardi. And Rob, you have a very interesting story going from athlete to entrepreneur. And I can't wait to dive into exactly what translated from your time in sports to your time in business, because I've heard there's a lot of correlations. I also personally know a lot of athletes who are retiring or they got injured and now they're out of the game and they have no idea what they're going to do with their life. But you are the CEO of Lombardi Interiors, which I can't believe has been around since 1964. Like, that is insane. Like, I don't think people are thinking about, you know, hopefully they can make it to 2 or 3 years in business, but not, you know, multiple decades. Well, let's start off, Rob, with how was that transition when you were an athlete and then you said, okay, I want to go into business?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a aha moment. It was kind of a, you know, a step process. I think being an athlete, you know, gave me, I just always was competitive. So I wanted to challenge myself. You know, I wanted to always strive to be better. I had a growth mindset. You know, with tennis, it's a one-on-one sport. And, you know, in college, it was, you know, you're out on the court, you're calling your lines, you're coaching yourself, you're keeping score. So when I got out of college and made that transition, I knew I kind of wanted to rely on myself more. I didn't want to work for a big company. Although I did start in the corporate world, I always knew I wanted to work for myself. And just because it was more challenging, it was lonely, and the tennis world is lonely too. You're out there by yourself, but that's kind of what I wanted, you know. And I really it was tough in the beginning. I think that was the biggest challenge, just being on your own. You don't have a human resources. You don't have, you know, a tech department. You're doing that all yourself. And that's my personality. I've always been like that. So, you know, for somebody making that transition, I think, you know, it's something you have to want, you have to be comfortable with being on your own, you know, challenging yourself every day, working hard, you know, grinding it out. And anybody that's been an athlete at a high level understands that part, the training every day, you know, getting up early, doing things that people don't see, but in the business world, it's the same. And being a CEO, running a business, that's definitely what it takes to be successful. So I think that's, you know, that's kind of my background a little bit.
I never thought about how tennis specifically translate, because it's not really a team sport; it's an individual sport. That's a great point. What other things did you learn, being that you are in this individual sport, besides the obvious, like you had said, you know, waking up early and showing up? Was there other things that you felt translated over?
Definitely. I mean, I think the mental part of the game in tennis translated well. I played soccer too, and it was a completely different mindset. With tennis, you're out there by yourself. You have to control your emotions. You have to, keep that momentum, that positive momentum in a match. And that translates into the business world. You lose a project, or you maybe lose a client, and you have to just let it go and kind of move on. Otherwise you're gonna fail. So I mean, it definitely, that tennis part, it's kind of like think of it as like a chess match, but you're also, there's a physical aspect of it. The strategy in tennis translates well into business. All my kids played, and I think it's an advantage for young person to take that, at least have experience in that realm, in that sport.
Let's dive into the mental game. I have always been one to say, yes, anyone can start a business, right? You can create an LLC. It's really easy to do, but it doesn't mean you can be successful and continue, because the mental game is very, very hard. I think out of the hundreds of people we've interviewed, that is the thing that always comes up, is do you have the mental fortitude to have what it takes? How did you do that? Maybe when, while you were playing tennis, or what did you learn that you were able to really control your emotions and your mind and not just want to give up?
Definitely. I mean, that was the biggest challenge for me. I'm half Italian, so my emotions run a little hot sometimes. I remember in high school, sitting in study hall, reading Jim Lehrer's the book on mental toughness, just because it's like, I know this is my weak point. I was always a pretty good athlete, but I never had, that control, that emotional control when you're in the heat of, heat of a battle on the court. You can lose it very quickly. And you've seen it in professional tennis, that momentum can change in a minute. And then all of a sudden you're losing a match. But, for me, it was definitely the biggest aspect. I mean, I played with world-class players. And I think that when I started training with them, I realized I wasn't working hard enough. I wasn't putting in the time. I just, I was at a good level, but I wasn't nearly the level they were at. So, I mean, that was eye-opening too. Playing at a high level, realizing the dedication and the work ethic that they put in, it changed me as a person. And, that translates into how I ran a business too. I definitely carried that over and, realized that if I get upset or if I get angry, you're not going to make the best decision for your employees and for your company. So it definitely correlates. That's for sure.
So you've been in business for multiple decades. What has been for you maybe a specific thing that you've done in order to continue? Because I think we know competition changes, technology changes, the ability to market and sell changes, people changes. So many things happen, I'm sure, over the last few decades. So what's been something for you that's been really consistent?
I mean, making, probably challenging myself, realizing that I can do more, having that confidence to raise the bar, go after certain accounts that maybe I'm not set up to go after, kind of putting those goals out there and working towards them. I think that's, for me, that's what I've tried to do for my company to grow. Although we're a small company, we're still growing. And I try to always kind of push the bar, push the limit. COVID was definitely a challenge for my company. We had some shutdowns. We do a lot of assisted living facilities, and that was a challenge. And I had to kind of pivot figure out how to make it. And it definitely, you know, it definitely shakes you to the core when you have everything riding on your company, and you also have a responsibility to your employees to keep things moving and growing. So does that answer your question? I mean, I think there are many, many other instances with employees and with, you know, with certain accounts where I thought, oh, I'm going to lose this account. So I gotta really be on top of it. I've got to, you know, be on my game. And I always go back to you know, the competitive side of myself to like rise up to that challenge and dig deep. And you know, it always comes down to yourself in the end, I think. I mean, I have great employees. I have a great staff. I have, you know, good resources. But at the end of the day, when you meet a tough challenge, it comes down to yourself and, you know, making the right decision. And maybe for me, I try to simplify things and maybe not make them too complicated. Pick one or two things that really, you know, I can go after and you know, that kind of simplify that decision-making process.
I think a lot of people are afraid of disruption, whether that be technology or maybe a competitor who can get cheaper products, or, you know, labor in being outsourced to different parts of the world. There's a lot of reasons I think that people are nervous right now. And I think specifically when it comes to AI and technology, which might not necessarily impact you so much, but over the years, how do you look at disruption and a staying ahead of the curve?
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to, you know, does that customer want your service? Does that customer want your product? Are you providing a service to them? And I, like I said, I try to simplify things, and really, you know, I can't necessarily be the cheapest guy in town, but I know I can outservice a lot of my competition, make it personal, you know, make it the best quality that I can give, and really offer solutions to their problems, you know, think strategically, put myself in their shoes. And I don't think as maybe, you know, you look at some brands and you have luxury brands and, you know, maybe it's a luxury purse or a luxury car, and what makes them different? You know, it's a car, you know, but what makes that car different? It's a brand of clothing. Why are you going to pay more for that brand of clothing, you know, as opposed to the other one? And there's, I think, a branding side of it. People want to associate with quality. They want to associate with service. I mean, that's a, you know, you mentioned the technology world now. I mean, how many times have you made a phone call and you can't even talk to somebody on the other line? It's very frustrating. So there is a niche there, you know, and that's my job to figure out what that niche is. And it's, you know, the difference of nowadays, it's changes so quickly. You have to really be on top of it and, you know, really understand the market and understand what your business is. And it changes so fast. So, I mean, for me, it's, you know, it's draining, but I think you kind of become accustomed to waking up in the morning and saying, what's this day going to bring? And, you know, I'm ready for it.
Yeah. It sounds like what I'm gathering here is Lombardi Interiors really continues to create that personalized touch and individual to the client, to the customer, which I love that. I think you're right. I think there's so many companies that are just...
You realize you needed to hire someone yesterday. How do you find quality candidates fast? Use Indeed, because when it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Sponsored jobs stand out and bring you 45% more applicants, according to Indeed data. One thing I love about Indeed is how it frees up my time. No subscriptions or contracts, only pay for results. In the last minute, 23 hires were made on Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/foundersstory. Just go to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need. Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, running a digital agency, Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by keeping your site online secure and performing at its best. They even have a user-friendly dashboard called My Kinsta that simplifies the site management with tools for cache control, debugging, redirects, and CDN setup. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, you won't experience any downtime when switching to Kinsta. Plus, their 24/7 365 human-only support is available in multiple languages to help with any inquiries, no matter how complex. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their website. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Focus on mass sales, and it's not personalized enough anymore. You can't ever get a hold of anybody. It's quite frustrating. I'm like you. I like to pick up the phone and call somebody, and I can barely ever get a hold of anyone with any company. I'm even going through it right now with a large company, and it's really frustrating. So I'm glad that you've continued to maintain this for your customers, which makes sense as to why that you've continued with the company for so long. So if people want to get in touch with you, Robert, they want to find out more information about the company, they want to maybe get in touch with you personally, how can they do so?
They could go to my LinkedIn page and look me up there. That would be probably the first step. And you know, feel free to contact me and touch base through there. And I'd be happy to answer any questions and help anybody I can.
Well, Rob, this has been amazing. I super appreciate your time today and all that you've been doing. I learned a lot. And, you know, I hope in 20, 30 years from now, I could say my business has survived. I mean, that is incredible. And all the people that you're impacting, from the employees to the customers, I'm sure they also are super appreciative of everything you do. And I'm very, very interested to talk to more people who are in tennis and how that's transitioned over as a solo sport into business. I'm super interested in that. But thank you so much for joining us today on Founder Story.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Daniel. Have a good day.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.